ask questions. He's here for 15 minutes, so just ask away.
So how long did it take you to learn those walk steps by Eugenio?
Well, he taught me. It took, I would say like a couple of minutes, because he like told me like how to walk with it, and then it just came kind of, not naturally, but it just, I kind of got the hang of it.
You did a great job.
It seems like all the scenes, well, obviously the entire movie is really funny, and it's a lot of fun, and all the scenes you're in were a lot of fun as well. Did you have a favorite scene in itself in shooting?
Yes. The scene where I have to do the eye contact with him. With the gummy bear that he's throwing at me. That was a really good scene, because not only I had to keep my cool, did I have to keep my eye contact on to him. So, really fun.
I know you know a lot of languages. Could you tell me how you learned them?
In French, I know French, Spanish, Portuguese, and English. English, of course, you know. French, like, I don't know really how to explain this, because I do school in French.
Because you live in Canada, right?
Yeah. I lived in Canada, in Vancouver, and I do school in French.
Okay.
So, yeah, like, so basically I learned in French, so I needed to learn French, so... Yeah, that's one of my tips, like, so you can learn French. So, yeah. So I do all my school in French. So, yeah, and then Spanish? I don't know, because, like, I'm just kind of learning it, too, like, kind of. And then Portuguese. I'm sorry to say, but it just comes naturally to me, so... I can't really tell you any tips, because, like, really, like, the Portuguese came naturally to me. I'm kind of, like, learning Spanish, kind of, and French, I learned it in school, so I kind of don't have any tips for you, because I didn't really learn them. French, I did learn, but it's, like... I can't really tell you any tips on them.
It's fine. Thank you so much.
I have a question. Did you fall in love with your leading lady? And do you have any tips about, what it's like to work opposite a beautiful young girl?
Well, it's nice working with a nice girl. That's my age, of course. But, it was nice working with McKenna.
Are you friends and keep in touch?
Yes.
Hi. Oh, you are so beautiful. You know, I'm in love with you. Yes, you got me. Yesterday I saw the movie, and I'm dealing with you. Because you are so handsome, so natural. You are beautiful, okay? Keep it that way. Okay?
How are you doing with the school and, the movies and everything on the TV?
Well, yeah, I'm doing good. I do homeschool, and my mom teaches me at school, so we're doing great. I'm just doing school there, and I have auditions, and interviews like this. So yeah, I'm doing good.
You like doing these interviews? Do you like doing the interviews?
Yes, I do.
You like it?
Yes.
Yes? How old you are, Tay?
I'm 9.
You're 9? Oh, very, very close to 10.
Yes.
Okay.
Have you shot in Los Angeles before?
Yes. Yes? When?
Nerd Herd?
Oh, yes. I did a pilot here. Nerd Herd. It didn't pick up, though. But I did a pilot here. Yeah, I shot in a studio and stuff like that. Yeah.
You guys were out and about in the streets. Was that a different perspective, or perhaps a different experience for you?
Shooting out in the... in the streets and Echo Parks and stuff that was kind of like a different experience, because I shot Once Upon a Time, and I went to a lot of parks and stuff like that, but now I get to film in this Echo Park, which is like a modern version park. So yeah, it was a different experience working.
You actually shot down the street from her house.
Really?
She recognized it.
Yeah. Wow.
Before shooting the movie, did you know Eugenio?
before?
No, I didn't know El Hango. No, but then my father, he showed me a picture, and then I saw his movie Instructions Not Included. Oh, and right. Then, yeah, it was just really good. So, yeah, then I knew him.
And he's a very good friend now of you because he good advice to you.
Yes.
Yeah, you learn too much with him.
Yes.
And as an actor, what did you learn about Eugenio and Salma?
Well, Eugenio, I did learn this. He told me that this trick that you, like, revise the scene in your head before you do it. So, and then it comes more natural or stuff like that. Like it comes easier in the lines, maybe. So yeah. And then Salma, I just learned her acting, really, like her acting and her way. Yeah, I just learned a lot from her.
Have you picked up on any salsa moves?
Mm-hmm. Not really.
There's a really funny scene. You come out and take some cereal straight into your mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you doing that in real life? Are you taking some of that home?
Yeah, I
wait, what? Do you eat cereal from the box?
Oh, no. Oh, I didn't get the question. No, I don't. No, of course not. I put it inside of the bowl like I did the first time. I don't do that at home.
You're a very good actor.
Well, you learn very fast in the movie.
I'm very curious. What did your friends say about, you know, the acting thing and everything?
Well,
I
did go to a public school, but now I'm homeschooled, so I don't really have any friends. But I used to go to a public school, and I used to act before this movie, of course, in Vancouver. And then they usually acted, like, once I got the Once Upon a Time, they acted a bit. You know, they always acted very, like, oh, okay, Raphael, can I have a picture with you? But, I didn't really get a lot of stuff, and then they didn't really. And then I went here, and, yeah, and then we started doing homeschool, so I lost the friends and everything. So, yeah. Yeah, but they always acted kind. Like, usually girls came and said, oh, can I have a picture with you? But usually the boys, they weren't really, like, they just mentioned it once in a while, so yeah.
Is Spider-Man still your favorite character?
Yes, yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, he's still my favorite superhero.
How about Iron Man?
Iron Man, yes. He's my second favorite superhero.
How about the third one?
Well, my third one, I have to say Batman. Batman, because my brother's favorite superhero is Batman. He says Batman can beat the whole DC universe. So, yeah. But, yeah, I have to say Batman. Even though he's dark, that's why I don't put him in my first list. But, yeah, I have to say he's a good superhero.
I agree with you.
Yes.
So, when you are not acting, what are you doing? What is your hobby?
Well, my hobby, I play with my brothers and sisters sometimes. I go to the park, and, yeah, I usually do some sport, like I play some imaginary games at home, but yeah, and I sometimes play some video games. Yeah.
Like,
with you being from Canada, do you partake in hockey?
I never did hockey really, but yeah, I did skate sometimes. You see, it's the only sport I'm really proud of saying I'm Canadian, because the other sports I'm not really. But Canada's amazing at hockey, so yeah.
And rappers too, right? You got Drake, but you're a little too young for that. When they put you behind the wheel of the car, how fast did that get up to, and was Eugenio behind you the whole time?
Well, you know, Eugenio was behind in the back seat the whole time, but he didn't really peep, like, he didn't really say anything. And there was a guy dressed as the seat, and then, yeah, he was kind of funny because, we were driving, and then I saw this guy, like, he was walking, and he wasn't part of the background, he wasn't part of anything. And then he saw me driving, and he's like, oh my god, what is that kid doing driving there? So, yeah, and I saw him in the shot, so, yeah.
What kind of films do you enjoy working on, or shows?
Well, I enjoy drama, comedy, stuff like that, and... Yeah, I never tried scary movies, really. But yeah, maybe I'll like it sometime.
It might be in the future, right?
Yeah.
So what advice do you give to kids who want to become actors or actresses?
Well, I give an advice that you just have to embrace the character. And yeah, you have to embrace the character. And once they ask you the questions, if they ask you questions after you do the scene, just be yourself.
All right, good.
Raphael, you're dressed to the nines, brother. You got some swag.
Yeah.
Now, do you get to pick out your clothes, or does mom help in that department?
Well, both my parents help me pick out my clothes. But usually we go inside the mall and we talk together, like, about clothes, like, what kind of clothes is better, and I say, oh, I like that, and then, oh, I like this, so, yeah.
So you definitely have plenty of inputs, what you're saying.
Yes, yes.
Fantastic. Oh, my God.
How about singing? Do you sing?
I like to dance and sing, yeah.
Yeah, you dance very well.
Yeah. And what is the next project? What is next after this movie?
Well, I don't really have anything next, but yeah, I'm sure whatever next is great. So, yeah.
It's going to be great, whatever it is.
It's going to be
that's
so very cheerful because you are so good.
Yes. That means you're busy going to auditions or looking over? Projects?
Yes, yes. Okay. There are some auditions going on.
All right.
Yeah.
As you probably know, Henio is huge in Latin America.
Yes.
No doubt. You're going to be a darling soon. Does the prospect of other markets opening up to you, does that and excite you?
Yes. I want to go and try, like, get the American market and everything. And, yeah, like, yeah, that does apply that other markets are going to be available. So, yeah.
Perhaps Brazil practices that Portuguese.
Brazil.
And you learned some words in Spanish? What you learn in Spanish? Because I am from Cuba and I talk Spanish. Hola, ¿cómo estás? ¿Cómo te llamas? You understand me in Spanish, something or no?
Okay.
¿Cómo te llamas? How you
Yes. Rafael.
Ah, you see, you know Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
That the Spanish is not so hard to learn, you know. You can learn a little bit in Spanish, okay? Because you're so cute in the movie when you speak a little words in Spanish.
Would you say that your ability to pick up on the Portuguese a little easier and naturally comes because of your French?
It doesn't come from my French. It actually comes because my mother's from Brazil.
In
São Paulo. So she just kind of, like, when we were a baby, she kind of talked to us and everything in Portuguese and languages. So, yeah, and then we grew up to speak Portuguese, and then she started started going to school in French and everything. So, yeah.
Well, kind of to that point, a big sport in Brazil is jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Would that interest you? Perhaps maybe take on some action roles?
Yes. I do like action. That's why I want to pursue the role of Spider-Man in a movie. But, I would like to do an action movie. Doesn't matter if it's Spider-Man or some kind of kung fu movie.
Awesome.
So,
time for one more question.
If they ever do another prequel to Spider-Man,
okay.
I could see you being a very young Spider-Man.
Thank you.
So before we let you go, would you like to shout out your social media and invite our audiences to follow you?
Oh, I'd love to see that.
I'm sorry?
I said before we let him go, would he like to shout out his social media and invite the audiences to follow him and see the movie?
Okay, Twitter. You have Twitter?
Mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell us what it is so we can...
It's his name, Rafael Alejandro. Yeah.
So that's his Twitter name.
So
yeah.
Cameras
were
saying.
Oh, where?
Why
not
say it more than once?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So yeah,
thank
you.
Hi, I'm the junior Latin lover, and come see my movie.
Whoa! You are the real.
Bravo! Thank you.
Dios te bendiga. Ay, qué lindo.
Mucho obrigado.
Sombrerito de todo. Ese es de